I probably poked on it.
Yes, Walter. Yes, Mr. President. I was wondering, I'm getting a lot of press inquiries on steel and the government's reaction to them, and I think we could turn these to good advantage along the lines of the following, that the administration in general and the president in particular are following the steel price situation closely because of its great significance to stable prosperity and to our balance of payments. And secondly, we would find it surprising if steel were to raise prices in the face of their declining costs and rising volume and profits, not to mention the favorable government treatment they've gotten in the field of taxes and interest rates and so forth.
I think we ought to tell that to them, because these magazines will murder us. They'll be saying that we're pulling another fixie of some kind. Time hates us and despises us, and they want to do anything they can to use anybody they can to murder us. I've found that out day and night, and Newsweek is almost as bad. I think we ought to, you and Dillon ought to sit down and McNamara and decide, try to get a unanimous agreement on what we ought to do. Then I ought to meet with you. I've got this Vietnam thing, and I never get any of these crises. I don't get a dozen of them all at the same
true?
Time. I've got 150 congressmen here standing here waiting while I'm talking.
Good
They're coming
Lord.
Through shaking hands, each one of them getting a picture made with a campaign.
And I begged
Jack Valenti for a month not to get me into it, but he got me.
Oh,
and so I told him the other day to tell you to get with Dillon, get with McNamara, sit down, the three of you have enough time to decide what is the wise, what is the prudent, what is the thing that the public interest requires. And then come in to me with a note that, if you can, just one page that says, here's what we think ought to be done, and here's what we think ought to be done. I talked to Ford yesterday. He says that he doesn't think there's anything like this to mail, but he doesn't know. Said, how would I know? Said, McNamara called out and asked me.
Yeah,
but said
right.
that we had nothing on it, but I wouldn't mess with Time or Newsweek. I'd stay as far away from them and the Wall Street Journal as I'd stay from a rattlesnake that had a poison fang, because they're not trying to help the country or help us. They want to help the Republicans.
And we have this Periscope. That's what I'm dealing with. Not the Periscope, but this, the business trends. Bart Rowan, who's been cooperating with us, I think he'd do pretty much what we'd want on that page, because he controls that page. They don't edit that up in New York. And I thought we ought to at least convey the impression, and this seemed to be, as a matter of fact, McNamara and Dillon seemed to agree with this.
Well, you all tell me what you think I ought to do, if we ought to talk to any of them, or you all ought to talk to any of them, or we ought to have a meeting or anything. I would do it. I wouldn't. I'll tell you what, I basically deeply resent any time somebody works on me through a column. And as you've observed, I've had 8 or 10 of them the last 2 or 3 days on the vice presidency. So, I would imagine that'd be the reaction of the normal man if he gets worked on. So if we want to really have some influence on them, they don't give a damn what Time says about it.
Uh-huh.
But they understand what we say about it and what they can do. And if you'll, if you all get together and tell me tomorrow, I'll try to get into it.
All right, fine.
Okay.
Right, thanks.